You don't just live in your home. You live in your neighborhood as well. So when you're shopping for a home, you want to know as much about the area around it as possible. Luckily, Homes.com has got you covered. Each listing features a comprehensive neighborhood guide from local experts. Everything you'd ever want to know about a neighborhood, including the number of homes for sale, transportation, local amenities, cultural attractions, unique qualities, and even things like median lot size and a noise score. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar Free. First round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app, available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores, fast, friendly, clean.
You have a new text message.
What do you do when you get invited to an event and somebody's there that you can't stand? It's Elizabeth and Radar on the Mix. It is text roulette. And here is the text that we received this morning from one of you, a mixed listener. It says, I have a friend who got invited out with my big friend group. But we have serious beef. So I just left the event because of her. Rest of my friends said it was unnecessary. Are they right?
Just left the event, didn't leave like the friend group. Like we're all not friends. They just left the event.
Now, what's the beef? That's what I kind of want to know. Is this like serious drama?
Right.
Was this something toxic? Did somebody sleep with somebody's boyfriend or girlfriend? 414-432-1099. What do you think here? And look, protecting your peace is important. And if you knew this was going to be bad if we're all there, you need to step away. But how you stepped away could also be adding to the drama. Was it a big to-do? Or did you just Irish goodbye and no one knew where the heck you were?
Nothing wrong with that. But why would you have to be the one who leaves? If you two have beef, you have beef with someone, they obviously have beef with you. Why is it you that has to leave? Why doesn't the other person leave? Huh? Why should you deprive yourself of the fun with your friend group because of that person?
See, that adds to the drama then.
I'd rather have fun. Oh, they're here? Oh, well, I guess I'll be leaving.
Look,
no, we just got started. We're just laughing. You were telling me that joke. No, you're leaving?
And these things have happened. These things have happened in professional settings, personal settings, where you show up and in your head you're thinking, oh, God, they're here. All right.
Yeah,
all
it
right,
did,
let's
it did
put
happen.
Let's put the smile on. Let's just be polite. That's kind of what I would normally do.
And what we've done. Yeah.
But I wouldn't stick around too long.
Mm-hmm.
Let's talk here to an expert. And if you want to help, 414-432-1099. We've got Counselor Krista back on, who's a mental health counselor. Krista, were you able to hear what that text message was that we received this morning?
Yes. Hi, good morning. I do. I have a basic sense of what's going on here. And I feel like this is a great example of an opportunity to set aside some of the differences, even just for a moment, and have a conversation. Just clear the air. Maybe it might be as simple as saying, I understand that something happened with our relationship here, but we're obviously going to have to be around each other today. Can we just set aside some of these differences and find a way to enjoy this moment?
Yeah, because you know what?
Hang on. Counselor Krista, yes, but this comes from a mental health counselor. You know, people just don't sometimes have the ability to speak like that because emotions run so hot.
That's true.
Egos. I'm right, they're wrong.
Well, we're all going to have those emotions. I mean, even counselors do, right? I mean, we always seem to have the right thing to say, but at the end of the day, we still have all the big emotions. And We just have a lot of practice at considering them without leading with them.
Oh, wait. That was good. Consider them, but don't lead with them. Consider the emotions, but don't lead with them.
Don't lead with them. So this is a really good practice for anyone, right? When they experience a conflict like this, to say, how am I going to go about this? How am I going to handle it? Am I going to want to make this worse? Or am I going to make this a source of learning?
There you go. There you go. And we've got some text coming into the Siding Unlimited text line. I would never let anyone else win knowing that they can make me leave any event they attend. No way. Stay and shine.
Hey.
Another text says, just hang out, being an adult, and keep your distance.
What can you do, though, when the emotions run hot? What is something that we can do immediately when you want to react, you want to respond? Maybe if you do feel like you need to lash out, you mean you have such a level head with this, but what about those that don't? What if it's something really, really bad that this person did that caused the beef?
Well, what you might say is I have every right to be hurt. I have every right to feel what I'm feeling.
Ah.
But I can be a better person right now. I can be a better person right now. I do not need to stoop to the level of this person's problem with me.
Ooh.
I don't need to go through that problem.
Ooh.
I can understand it, right? I can feel it. I just don't need to go to the problem.
It's interesting you say it that way. It kind of softens the blow than what the texter said. I would never let anyone else win. Forget it.
Well, and
you want to be the one who kind of holds yourself up and say, look, I can do this. I am the bigger person.
And the view is better from the high road. And you've heard the saying a million times that holding a grudge and anger and resentment is drinking poison and expecting the other person to die. And that's not what happens. It just poisons you. But back to their original question, were they wrong or were they right for leaving? We don't know how they left or if they said something or if it was a silent leaving.
I knew what to say on this, but the reason I couldn't give a clear answer regarding this, there's a lot of context missing. There's all kinds of questions I would have for each person to figure out what's really behind all this. I think that first texter kind of hit the nail on the head with, I'd like to know what happened there for this to even occur in the first place.
Well, but let's look at it this way. You leave. Do you think now that could cause a rift with other friends in the group? Like, why did they leave? What's up? Gee. So now you're thinking they're going to be a little bit against you for just ghosting, whether it was ghosting or whether you said, no, I got to go. I know we're having a good time, but I'm just out of here.
So I texted the mixed listener back. I said, what caused the beef? And hopefully they're listening right now in real time and maybe can respond. But when you leave like that and you know that there's issues, would you agree, Counselor Krista, now it does make the drama bigger because now other people are getting involved.
Mm-hmm.
I would agree that the better way to have handled that would have been, hindsight's 20/20 here, but it would have been great if that person had at least given some insight as to why they might be leaving. They don't have to share the gruesome details, but just some insight that, there's something going on. I've got a little bit of a conflict going on. This isn't personal. Please don't be hurt by me leaving early. I'll explain in private another time.
Mm-hmm.
There you go.
It is called adulting. It just, we're going to run into people all the time that you don't care for, but it's how you handle yourself for sure. Thank you so much, Counselor Krista. And look, if we hear back from this mixed listener about what caused the beef, we're going to have an update here. Hopefully.
All right.
This morning.
Good.
Yeah.
On the mix. Appreciate you.
Thank you.
What kind of programs does this school have? How are the test scores? How many kids do a classroom? Homes.com knows these are all things you ask when you're home shopping as a parent. That's why each listing on Homes.com includes extensive reports on local schools, including photos, parent reviews, test scores, student-teacher ratio, school rankings, and more. The information is from multiple trusted sources and curated by Homes.com's dedicated in-house research team. It's all so you can make the right decision for your family. Homes.com. We've done your homework.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive. Most of you aren't just listening right now. You're driving, cleaning, and even exercising. But what if you could be saving money by switching to Progressive? Drivers who save by switching save nearly $750 on average. And auto customers qualify for an average of 7 discounts. Multitask right now. Quote today at Progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. National average 12-month savings of $744 by new customers surveyed who saved with Progressive between June 2022 and May 2023. Potential savings will vary. Discounts not available in all states and situations.
True North Convenience Stores and Red Bull are an elite matchup. True North offers returning players Red Bull Original and Sugar-Free. First-round picks like Watermelon, Wild Berries, and the newest rookie, Red Bull Zero. Right now, grab three of your favorite 8-ounce can flavors for $6.50 and save 10 cents off a gallon with the True Rewards mobile app. Available in your favorite app store. Rush into True North to score this deal before the clock runs out. True North Convenience Stores. Fast, friendly, clean.